Alright, welcome back to Randy Plays Games. If you tuned in last time, then you know that we are playing Ravenloft via D&D 5th Edition with our guest DM, Sam.
Hello.
If you didn't turn in last time, you know that because I just told you. And weren't you paying attention? And when last we left off, we are all members of an order that hunts witches and warlocks and vampires and all kinds of stuff like that. We're the Sacred Flame?
Sacred Flame, I think.
Sacred Fire?
Fire?
Secret!
The Secret Flame.
Secret flame, that's us.
Or fire, either way.
Secret Fire.
Some leader you are.
So that's us. Hey, I don't have to remember the
what
names.
Is it Imbri Arcanum?
Yeah.
And,
Arcanus Ignis.
Arcanus Ignis.
We were invited by the Burgermeister to come and save his daughter, is that correct? Irina?
Yes.
From some kind of terror. We got there, we found that he was dead and his daughter was gone, and we went up to this big, giant, really well-appointed castle, ran into a badass vampire, and now he's locked us in the house and is planning to kill us.
And the realtor still hasn't shown.
So we made our way upstairs, we found ourselves in a room with the vampire, and he summoned basically every bat in the local area.
Yeah.
Into the room, we started fighting, and that's where we pick up.
And your name and class is?
Oh, yes. So, I am playing Simon Hellstrom, a ranger cleric fighter.
And I'm Deacon Geely. Don't worry about the things. I'll inform you on the way.
Maximilian Stock. I am a fighter.
I'm Cornelius Orne, a warlock, and I really don't want to be here.
I'm Sasha Travanov. Wait, I can say my own last name. Travanovska. It's very difficult, even in my country. And I am Rogue. Assassin.
There you go.
Assassin. All right.
Okay. So round two.
Yes.
Yes. And we use the same initiative as we
rolled. Yes, we did.
Because that's how we do it in 5th edition.
That's how we do it in 5th edition.
Which means I'm fudge for this entire round.
Which means the vampire goes first.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
I need you.
God damn it.
To make me a wisdom save.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
You actually have advantage.
Oh, that's good.
Don't have a brain to take over.
You have advantage, so you roll twice.
Oh, yes.
Good. Take the highest.
I guess I'll take that 9 then. With my wisdom bonus being 11. So,
okay.
Sorry for what I'm about to do to you guys.
So what happens is you're you know dealing with the bats and everything, and you look up, and Strahd is looking right at you. And you hear his voice in your head. And his voice says, "Kill them. Kill them all."
Have you noticed how attractive this guy is? I'm just saying.
So, that was 20. I believe 18?
Mm-hmm.
Da. Before we get into all that, did any of us notice that?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
Too many bats.
Too many bats.
Too many bats.
Too many bats. Can I
love that show.
Let's see. Can I hide or something? Because I'm starting to get freaked out.
You want
to
hide from the bats?
Oh no. Now I'll attack the bats.
Okay.
So, can you use same attack?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Basically, the best way to fight a swarm of bats is to either, you know, set off an AoE on them, or just flail about with big blades and let them run into them.
Or you can set yourself on fire, like Chris did.
Let's flail!
Which
okay.
is better than it sounds when Bo says it.
23.
Okay.
No, I thought that sounded pretty badass.
And 17.
Okay. That's 2 hits.
All right. So. Ooh. 10. And 2.
I think this is the first time we've played where Sarah's the stud.
You kill a lot of bats. Which is pretty cool. In fact, the swarm that seemed to be centered on you, you've pretty much busted it up, you think. So, 18, who's next?
18 is Sarah, next is Joe at 17.
Okay.
What the heck? Why not, the Guardian of Fate? Why not do that thing with the...
He wants to cast the spell Guardian of Fate.
Guardian, what?
Guardian of Faith, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
What's
Guardian of Faith do?
Yeah,
what's Guardian Faithful?
Guard this faith, because he's having doubts.
The large spectral guardian appears, and hovers for the duration, and I can buy space with things, and
Okay. Yeah. So it fights for you.
Summoning a faith golem, basically.
Badass.
Nice. Yeah, it's basically JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Okay.
Interesting.
16, 15...
14. 14 Criscos.
Okay.
Crisco.
Crisco. And the bats, too.
Oh, it seems too oily for me to go.
Careful, he's on fire.
It's like I'm in the back room again. Wait.
So, I have this thing called Vicious Mockery that causes psychic damage. Is there any chance that would, if I launched that at Strahd, it would disrupt his effect on Bo? That I don't know about, but, yeah.
Well, there's a chance. Vicious Mockery tends to work on lots of things. I don't even think they have to be able to understand you.
Yeah.
You can still blast them.
So you're just going to make fun of him?
Pretty much. Let's cast Vicious Mockery on Strahd.
He gets a save, right?
It says 14 versus Wisdom save.
There you go. All right.
Yeah, probably.
So, how much damage?
2d4 psychic damage.
So, roll it.
Hand me a... Yes, thank you. I hate this dice.
I can't
whatever number is
three.
It's green.
You got green.
Oh, there we go.
Well done.
And green. Three. Six.
Six? Okay.
So you tell him...
Your mother wears combat boots.
All right.
Pink collar.
Pointy teeth. You suck.
Pink collar.
You noticed that he was looking at somebody else, and now he looks at you. And the bats go. The bats. So many bats. They attack you, Cornelius, and they miss. So tell me how much damage they take.
Wait. They miss?
Well, because they're...
Oh, yeah. Because of the flame thing.
Yeah.
What was that again? Hold on, I gotta look it up. I got a lot of sheets of spells here. It's
yes, you
cool.
do.
Sorry.
Well, you are a
sorry.
2d8. 2d8, nice.
All right.
Eight.
Nice.
And one.
No. So. Okay. And Maximilian.
Min max.
The rats are all over you, but or bats rather are all over you, but they're not actually hitting you. So Giordano, this guardian. Do the bats go for it, or do they just go for you?
He's my bro, you know, and I'm like, hey, that the vampire guy, go pound his face in.
So. Okay.
Occupy space.
Any creature hostile to you moves to space in 10 feet of the guardian for the first time in a turn.
That's our word.
Must succeed on a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, yeah.
And if it fails, it takes 20 radiant damage. If it succeeds, it takes 10.
Wow.
Damn.
When it has dealt a total
of, you cast a spell.
When it has cast a total of 60 damage, that goes away.
Okay. So, you cast the Guardian of Faith. It immediately... explodes. A bunch of bats go.
It's a holy bug zap.
A bunch of bat dust goes raining all over the place.
Hey, I'm here to make my debut.
And
I feel like bat dust is like a brand of makeup for gloss.
Simon, there are bats all over the place, but your white brimmed hat and high Puritan collar are keeping them all at bay.
That's why I wear them.
You're doing good. You're dressed like the Brotherhood of the Wolf guy.
Yeah,
you know.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah. All right, and that was Batland. So 13.
Randy.
Roughly speaking, how many bats are there? From a lot to not very many left to kill.
There's about half as many as there were.
Half as many. Okay, all right. I really want to kill Strahd. I really want to start attacking Strahd, but...
why wait?
I know. All right. I am, in fact, going to... who's near me?
Well, all of you are near each other.
Nearby? Okay.
I'm presuming.
Yep.
He's about 50 feet away.
Okay. He's...
Oh, Strahd, rather.
Yes,
about 50
Strahd's
feet
about
away.
50 feet away. All right. So I'm going to first, knowing since I know how vampires work, I'm going to cast Protection from Evil on the person I can touch, which will be Sasha.
Okay.
So Sasha has Protection from Evil.
Aww.
Ooh.
All right. I can't touch you, you're on
fire.
Wait,
so I have protection from evil to you, and then you just go and protection of evil her?
She's going to do more damage if she gets mind control.
That's right.
Yes. I feel betrayed. I mean, I'm cool with it, but I still feel
that's
betrayed.
That's an interesting proposition to end on.
Yep.
And as a Russian, I can be mind controlled very easily.
Yeah. No, I know. But my character doesn't know.
It's all right.
He's more afraid of sneak attacks.
Okay, so you cast the spell.
I believe that's all I can do.
That is all
my
you can
action.
Do. Yes.
Although I do get a bonus action with my other weapon, right?
Bonus.
But that doesn't really matter because I'm nowhere near Strahd.
Well, you can kill bats.
I can kill bats. I'm going to kill bats.
Good for you.
Yeah.
weird, but I'll allow
13?
13 is good. Roll me some damage.
Okay. That's pretty good. Let's see. That is 7 points.
Nice. Okay. You cast a spell and slice up a bunch of bats.
Yeah, that's how I roll.
He's multitasking.
Thank you.
Literally.
He's impressive. and so now...
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm actually a little attracted to you right now.
10.
You say that every day.
This is Secret what? Flame. Remember,
on
it's
10.
All secret.
This is the part where having the map might actually help, but I'll do a map real quick. So something very important happens.
The drawing of the map on podcast. It's very exciting.
Try and imagine, if you will, a pencil drawing lines on lined paper.
All right, that's enough.
So everyone knows that there's mind control and he's about to come kill all of us, right?
Yeah, but he changed, I changed his his point of view when I cast the spell.
Oh. This is the situation.
Oh, how detailed.
All of you guys are like right here. There's the window right there.
Yep.
There's a door. That's the throne. Strahd is right there. There's a big scorch mark from a grenade.
Yep.
On 10, this door opens, and through it come the Walking Dead.
I love that show.
a total of 8 of them.
Okay.
And they are all wearing... They look like they're wearing incredibly worn down soldier type armor stuff, but it's all as dead and haggard looking as they are. And
they Fear the Walking Dead, and they won't kill us until the very end.
If it was like Fear the Walking Dead, there wouldn't be any zombies.
That's true.
And we wouldn't be surprised.
So they come staggering in, and let's see. There are so many of them that they're really only going to get attacks on a few of you.
So shucks.
Let's figure out.
Claire, don't you have like dissolve zombie or something?
Hey, I'm about to have a Bobot attacking this thing.
At least one of you people out here just probably has turn undead.
We both have turn undead.
There you go.
Yep.
But you only get it once before a long rest.
Yep.
So sometimes you gotta wonder, is
that's true.
Is this the right time?
Yep.
For a handy day.
4 zombies walking upon us?
Yes.
No, I'd take these guys out easy.
If you weren't mind controlled.
You don't know that.
He's not anymore. I pissed off Strahd and he changed his view to me. Remember?
Okay, 2 of them are going to attack you.
Okay. And my armor class is 15. Is it?
Okay.
And I also have things I can do if they attack me, so.
They both miss you.
Okay.
And then one is going to attack you.
Actually,
one is going to attack him.
Yay,
sorry,
I'm going to use
my riposte to attack one of the ones that missed me.
Nice. Awesome.
So, let's see, I make an attack against it, and I'm going to use Great Talon.
Did you make a disparaging remark on Facebook?
23!
23, that is definitely a hit.
God, okay, these zombies are lame. Hashtag strop.
All zombies are clearly Hitler. And feminazis.
12 points.
12
Thank
points.
Thank God, for being attacked by the internet.
If you hate zombies too, repost this to your wall.
Most people won't share this post. 95% of people love zombies.
Ooh, is Chris Hardwick going to interview us?
Okay, so here's what happens. You duck out of the way and riposte. You just slash right across and you catch it right in the chest. And as you keep going, like, his whole right shoulder comes off.
Nice.
And the arm falls to the floor and then immediately grabs out for your ankle and is still fighting.
That's kind of zombie.
Well, at least you disarmed him.
Don't worry, guys. I have grenades.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you need a hand.
Despite all the humor, I actually am going to need everyone, except you, to roll a wisdom save. All
right.
This is what we call a horror moment. Alternate mechanics in the DMG.
Ow. Okay.
And this is up with the bonus next to wisdom?
That's correct.
Okay, so I got a 10.
I also got a 10.
I got a 14.
18.
Okay. You guys got 10s?
Yeah. All right.
You've done this before.
Sure.
Had you gotten below a 10, we'd be in trouble. None of you are frightened by what you're seeing.
A little creeped out.
I'm too young for the horrors I've seen.
Yes, you are. you've never seen a zombie do that before. That's new.
That's new.
I've seen the zombie tap dance, but...
Shit, I think we're in fifth edition.
So, and let me see. The other one
saw the zombies at Woodstock, man. They were awesome.
Giordano?
No, I thought that was just the hippies.
Please, Geely, I feel like we're on a diminutive basis.
The thing reaches out with its clawed hands and smacks you across the face for 4 points of damage.
Hey, you're just taking that damage, Joe.
I know how to take that damage.
And now we're down to six.
Yeah, boy.
Well, I draw out my greatsword, Rapiest, and aim for Randy.
Wait, didn't you say he was distracted? From
no,
the one
he's going to start my point. He said,
oh, okay.
He said, yeah. Bo, kill Randy.
No, not you, him.
Oh, that oh, him?
That's yes, him.
Okay, sorry, priest.
The incredibly more powerful spellcaster.
Oh, lucky you. I only made a 50.
15?
That'll kill him.
Yeah, I know, but it attacks him.
Yeah, he has to make a save, doesn't he?
It doesn't know the difference, so you need to make a dex save, Bo.
Yeah.
Against his Guardian of Faith.
Yes.
Okay, so he only takes 10. You take 10 points of damage.
You take 10 points of damage. And what AC did you hit?
I hit 15. He's got 12, so...
Oh, yes, you got it.
So here it comes. Con.
All right.
So, do some damage.
Fourteen.
And for your second attack?
Bye, Joe.
Seventh level fighter, he gets two.
Sorry, guys.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a 22. Five, nine.
Oh, okay. How much total?
How much total?
Oh, shit. What was the first
14?
One? 14? 14. And, yeah, nine. 4, 14, and 9.
Up 2d6?
What's up?
It's 2d6 plus a bunch.
Oh.
Yeah.
So 14, 9, 23?
Yeah.
Okay. How you doing?
6.
Okay. You're the healer, so you're going to have to take care of yourself.
Or I'm going to banish his ass.
Do that. There's all no, right. Like, clarity spell you can do?
There actually is. Protection from evil will at least stop.
Yes, you know those spells that were cast on you and Randy?
Save me. Well, and now it'll at least just stop him from issuing any more commands, but I don't know if it'll do anything.
There's something else you can do. If he takes damage, he gets to make another save.
Yes.
Oh, so you get a save. Because he took 10 points.
Oh, yeah. Make a save.
From the Guardian.
What am I rolling for? Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Yeah, that's not happening. 9.
Okay. It was shock.
Hey, you rolled great on attacking Joe.
I'm doing really good. If you mean really bad.
Okay. So, you go ahead and make me a wisdom save, too.
13?
Okay, you're fine. You're not frightened of him.
I'm frightened of him.
Who's afraid of the big bad boat?
So, new round. New round.
Yes.
Does that mean Strahd goes first?
Strahd goes first. That means Strahd goes first.
Oh, shit.
All right, bye, guys.
And he actually stands back and doesn't do anything noticeable.
That is worrying.
Yeah.
He's prepping something.
He had to adjust himself.
So 18?
I have the worst wedgie.
Yeah, that's true. You know,
they're still back.
I can't really make a suggestion since I'm mind control, but if I could make a suggestion, I would say something along the lines of tactical regrouping.
Yeah.
I kind of want to attack a vampire.
Go for it.
Let's see.
Use the silver.
I will use silver crossbow bolt. Sharpshooter?
Yep.
There you go. Okay.
Oh, what are you going to do? Are you going to take the minus 5 to get the super damage?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, what I roll?
27.
D20 plus your
bonus and then subtract 5.
Be careful. The subtracting 5 might be a bitch.
So I get 24 minus 5, 19.
19, yeah.
19?
There we go.
That is a hit.
Oh, well done.
Sweet.
He's hard to hit that way.
All
right.
As well.
So do roll your damage.
Okay.
And then add 10. Oh, here.
Okay. Yeah.
Take one of his. Don't take mine.
All right. D10 plus 4, 12.
Plus 10,
24. Nice.
Nice.
And it's
suck
silvered.
At the vampire.
Like I said, it's done.
And it's silvered, so he doesn't resist that damage. Much to his chagrin.
Wow. Okay. 24 points of damage.
Wow.
Okay.
That's good job, Ted.
The spell breaks.
You're welcome.
Nice.
Nice. So, yeah.
Sorry! Sorry about that, guys! Banishment!
Never trust German!
Fine now! No, you still have a couple hundred years before you need to worry about Germany.
Would you like to take a hike through Siberia?
You shoot him right between the collarbones.
Cool.
And he looks over, and he has this shocked look.
Oh, bitch!
And, yeah, exactly.
It's just like, I can't believe you did that.
I thought we were friends.
Way to go, Leonidas.
Who taught a woman how to use a weapon?
Goth card revoked.
So can vampire hunters be goth?
Where definitely. Were we? 18. That's 18. Who's next?
That would be Joe.
What yeah. you going to do?
I'm trying to heal my ass.
That's good.
Do cure wounds at a level 3.
Okay. Now, also look on your sheet. There's a lot of healing mojo you have.
Yeah. So it heals me for 2 plus the spell.
So you heals extra points equal to 2 plus the spell's level, so 5 more. And it says when he casts a healing spell
on somebody
another
else.
Creature, so he doesn't get the blessed healer.
He doesn't get the blessed healer on top of that.
But that's okay. You get 5 bonus plus whatever cure plus, is it 3d8?
I'm pretty sure it's 3d8. I'm pretty sure it's a d8 per level.
Alright. D8.
5 died. 17 plus 5, so
22.
Nice.
That
works.
Almost exactly the amount that I hit you for.
Yes, but the bats had already been hitting me.
It makes me feel a little better. And really. That's the most important
thing. So your golem is half burned out, right?
I think so.
Yes, your guardian. All right. So that was 17, 16, 15, 14.
14 is Chris.
Chris.
Okay. Fireball!
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. He's the big bad.
Well, yeah, but generally... He
tends to light up a whole room.
Sam is making face.
He's far away from us, first off.
No.
I know, but that's the thing. The fireball is best used when you've got a lot of enemies grouped in a tight space.
How close
there are eight zombies.
Will the AoE take out the zombies
Can I cast it where it would like affect the zombies and him and not us?
That would be tricky, the not you part. You can definitely get all the zombies plus him.
Well,
it'll fill the room.
Can I get him and then fringe some zombies, so I'm at least taking some of the zombies?
Oh, yeah. Him
without
plus,
being dangerous.
Him plus zombies is easy.
Yeah,
okay.
Him plus zombies, not you, that's the tricky
part. So let's go him plus zombies.
Make an intelligence check.
Okay.
To see if it's a good decision?
Why don't you ask Ben?
That's not good.
I just healed them.
You need to shake your die a little bit more.
I got 4.
I need everyone at the table to roll me a d6.
Right. Sorry, guys. Maybe I got a little excited.
2.
6.
6.
You had 2. A 3?
I had a 2. He had a 3.
I had a 3.
Okay. The 2 sixes, you will be affected by the fireball.
Yet.
This is not good.
All right. So,
actually, she might dodge it entirely.
That's fine.
You've got evasion.
Yeah.
You have evasion. So if you're allowed to make a dex save, if you fail, you take half. If you save, you take nothing.
Oh.
So go ahead and make your save.
You matrix dodge.
What do I roll?
D20.
D20.
And then add your
dex bonus.
Okay.
And you're aiming towards...
Oh, the 21.
You're like, did somebody set up a fireball?
You suddenly get a little hot in here.
Just do it, dude. I'm a tank, so I'm about to take damage.
Plus, you kind of deserve it.
That's true.
That is true.
If you do this, I won't have to flagellate myself when I get home.
Won't have to.
And I probably
won't. But I'm gonna.
Because you're German.
I'm German. And the hair shirts aren't poisoning themselves.
What's your spell save DC?
What is that? Spell save DC?
On the description of the spell, it ought to say...
It says save against DC... It's 14, Fireball?
14 versus Dex.
Thank you. Yes.
So, but you're still going to save.
Cool.
For half.
Yes, you're going to save for half.
Dex check.
Yes.
14 versus Dex.
Dex save.
Yes.
So, that's 12. Where is my dexterity?
13. Oh, just missed it.
You, oh, you don't have save, do you?
Yep.
Yeah. I guess all fighters aren't so good at the dex training.
Give me some damage.
So it says 8d6.
That's what it is.
Dog shit.
All right, somebody else add these.
Here.
Four. What?
Here's.
We can hand you a whole bunch of d6s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Do it all in one fell swoop.
There's three.
Yes, this is why fistfuls of dice were invented. Yeah. All
right. So, you got eight?
Just drop them.
Add that up, Bob.
Let's a chew.
Two, four, six, 12, 13, 23.
23.
That's not too bad.
No, it could be worse.
I still feel like I accomplished
something. I'm down to 41.
Well, if you are okay with settling.
All right. So, big fireball.
So, it was 23, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
So somebody just like farted and then we lit a match.
Yeah. I just like fire, okay?
Oh,
I'm a fire type of guy. Like, I'm just, you know, I figure after this big thing, there'll probably be time to take a nap.
Hey, given where you're going after you die, it's like,
you really like fire.
Yeah.
I brought marshmallows.
Okay, so, boom, there is a huge explosion. It is very hard to breathe in there all of a sudden. Some of you are now missing eyebrows.
By someone, he means it.
There are no more bats. They're all flopping around on the floor.
Oh, fuck
those bats.
All of the zombies are standing there like torches burning. Not any of them expire.
It smells bad.
Goddamn, that's no fair.
Now we're fighting flaming zombies.
Now zombies are on fire. These are not ordinary zombies.
I can tell.
Nacho ordinary zombies.
Mm. Nachos.
Flaming hot zombies.
How's Scotty doing?
He's in the back. He doesn't look particularly happy.
We learned his silk cape.
So, 13?
That's me. 13 is ready.
All right.
So the sprinklers don't turn on.
No, they do not.
With my free hand, I'm going to draw a pistol.
Okay.
I'm going to shoot one of the zombies.
Okay.
Headshot.
Yeah, hopefully. 16?
16 is good.
Okay. That'll be 8 points of damage.
Okay, which, the one you were hitting before?
Yes.
All right, 8 points of damage, you said?
Yes.
Okay, hold on one sec. There's one thing I need to look up.
Zombie, 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 killing all the zombies. Killing zombies is fun, especially after they're on fire.
I got my crossbow from some American man named Daryl.
I was going to say, fighting zombies, the one with the crossbow, you cannot be killed.
Okay, so it was...
I have a necklace of ears around my neck.
Okay.
Yeah, you know how many
you
viewers
shoot the thing right in the head.
Its
head explodes.
Okay.
It falls and does not get up.
There we go. Headshots. All right.
Its arm stops twitching, too.
All right. And drawing is a quick action, right? It's not a move, or is it my move action? Do I draw a pistol?
You can draw a pistol.
Okay. I would like to move up to Strahd if I can. I don't know how far away he is.
It's 50 feet away.
Okay. I'm 30 feet. So
yeah.
I'm going to move 30 feet, and on the way, can I slash another zombie with my bonus action?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to slash with my great talon. And that is a 19.
19 is definitely a hit.
All right. That is 13 points of damage.
13 points of damage?
Yep.
Okay. You smack the thing.
Okay.
And his head goes flying off.
Ha-ha!
And he still is chasing you with his claws. And his head is on the ground, biting.
That usually works.
Yeah.
It usually does work. These are different zombies.
These are different zombies.
Return of the Living Dead zombies.
These are these are unsettling zombies.
More brains.
So, we're down to 10. The zombies go. Let's see. The one who you just attacked.
Through the zombie.
They start doing thrill events.
Bad.
Some Irish band comes out of the woodwork.
So,
you know, I just want to say, it's an honor to be here to do this music concert for the undead.
Yeah, okay. And so as you turn, because that always works,
yep.
His hand grabs you and rips your throat.
Ow!
Randy just says, ow!
Ow!
Wait, is it an evil
my throat?
Well, he tries to, but his throat has been ripped.
You take 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Ooh. So that was what we call a critical hit.
Mm-hmm. So my protection from evil did nothing for him.
Oh. No, you're absolutely right. It did. You missed.
There we go.
This is why y'all out there keep track of the spells you cast.
There we go.
And I tell you what the monsters do.
All right, good.
That's how it works.
Remember that you have that too.
All right.
Yes,
you
tonight.
Do. So technically, evil things are having a hard time.
Let's see. And another one is going to try to attack you.
All right.
Because hey,
I'm still protected from evil.
Yeah, I understand. I know.
And you're like, don't squeeze the charm in.
Yeah.
A zombie comes up and tries to attack you and gets exploded by your damn guardian of whatever.
Guardian of Faith.
Yes,
that's
the one. And takes 20 points.
Jeez. Oh,
is that radiant damage?
Yes.
Alright. It falls and does not get up.
Does it have little beeper thingy? hospital?
So there are just two zombies left?
No, there are four.
Because there were eight originally.
Oh! I thought there were only four.
There were four that could get to us originally.
I see.
Yes, now they can all get to you.
God, Strahd, overkill much?
Hey.
God, if only we had some NPCs who were black guys, we could have thrown them out first.
Oh, God.
What? I've seen the show.
Can't have more than two black characters on screen at once.
Let's see. Cornelius? Yeah.
Yes.
You're gonna get hit by one.
By
zombies.
Because I've got my flame shield.
That means he takes damage, right?
Okay. Presumably.
He's happy to take the damage, but you're gonna take some too.
Okay. Oh, the happy
flame
zombie.
Damage.
38.
What do you need?
Oh, yeah. I need a pencil a minute there. 10 damage to that.
10?
And you said I take 5?
You take 5, yes.
Okay.
Plus 2 fire. Since he's on fire, the zombie.
All right, you heard the man. Take 5.
Huh? All right, so...
Does that count with my plus 2 armor class from the mage shield, too?
Yeah, I have your correct.
Oh, he knows.
He knows.
I presume you cast mage armor every time you go to the bathroom. Oh, hey, mage armor.
It's been about 6 hours. Time to cast mage armor.
Yeah. If he forgets every 20 minutes. Oh, mage armor. Yeah, here we go. Yeah.
Right. Can I cast triple mage armor?
No, sorry. Sorry. Wait for the splat books.
Okay, fair enough. I guess this is about time I took some damage.
Yes.
Yeah, fuck you. Fireball boy.
You are missed by a zombie.
Joe, what are you never write, you never call.
Clingy, huh?
Dude, and you are hit by a zombie.
Joe, brain.
9 points of damage.
Do you have any hit points left?
Yeah.
He's a big Germanic fighter.
Dude, he's got
tons. Yeah, all right.
He's a monster. He really is. In 5th edition, fighters can be really, really nasty if you build them right.
Fair enough.
How many points did I take? I'm sorry.
Nine.
Thank you.
Nine!
No, you have some damage.
Four.
Mine!
So,
let's see.
And then we get down to him.
Sorry.
That's cool, right?
Yes.
Math.
I think I'm going to hack away at some zombies.
Okay.
Because fuck them. But before I do that, I'm going to take my second wind.
That's a good idea.
Good call.
Yes. So that's 12 points to me.
He gets to heal himself because he's a fighter.
44. Still outside of my comfort range, but hey. Yes. Very good. Gonna go up to the nearest zombie and with the Flamberge. And at least... I think I'm going to try my best to go for a leg shot, so at least he's...
Okay. Have you got tripping attack or something like that?
Yes, I do have trip attack.
It's called his foot.
Then do the maneuver.
Take like 5 hits, and I'm like, whoa, zombies are psychedelic.
We were all just zombies.
Okay, that is... 25.
That's definitely a hit.
Yeah.
So don't forget to add your...
Yes.
Your
oh, wow. 8 on the...
I think you get D10s, dude. Because you're 7th level.
Well, superiority... No, superiority dice are 8.
Oh, they're still the 8s?
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
okay. You just get more.
But I got max, so I'm not I'm not complaining at all. And that is also... 5 and 9... 17 points of damage.
17?
That should do something.
That's quite a bit, and he has to make a save. What's your what's the save on your maneuvers?
DC 15.
DC 15. Nice. Thank you.
I'm more of a Marvel.
You knock his ass down.
Is that like Justice League?
And how much did you do?
Yeah, I think so.
10.
It's the new 15.
God, let's see.
He said 14.
14?
14, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. You smack the thing. You definitely crunch one of its legs.
His name was Gerald, and beer happy.
Fuck you, Gerald.
And down he goes. You get a second attack.
Yes. And,
Warrior's pretty...
Is there cool. another one yeah. Near me?
Well, there's that same one. Mm-hmm. You knocked him down, but he's still going. And yes, there are others near you. You could attack the one that's munching on him.
He's going to be energized as well.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay.
26.
That's definitely a hit.
I was going to say, sounds like hit-ish.
If that doesn't hit, I'm leaving.
No, it's like, Jesus, DM.
Okay. Okay, you smack the thing. These are tough for zombies. These aren't your standard Walking Dead that you fought before many times.
We're all the Walking
Dead. Well, this is the most popular show on TV. Yeah.
I call them roamers.
All right.
That's my favorite Fleetwood Mac album.
So, that's the end of the round, right?
Yes, it is.
New round.
Strahd.
Strahd? What's Strahd? Where is Strahd?
What? Strahd's not standing there?
There Strahd? Used to be a... Hey, where did he go?
I don't know, but good riddance.
That Maybe. Needs to go first.
Okay, how many zombies left?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and the sixth has been knocked on his ass.
We'd go for melee combat with these jackasses.
I will do 2 weapon fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say... Can I do 2 zombie?
I would advise you as your GM, it was better to focus your attacks.
Let's not roll.
And also to attack either the one that he just knocked on the ground or the one that's on him. Because they're in melee with people, so you get your cool sneak attack. Yeah.
I will attack one that is on cleric.
Yeah. Okay. Go for it.
So
make your 2 attack rolls.
Oh, first bad roll of the night.
Can't you use our Carol Danvers powers?
Sorry.
No, not that kind of rogue. I'm sorry.
13.
13 is a hit.
Carol Danvers is a rogue.
No, but she has her powers. 30.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So you're going to get... It's been so 2d6 long. Plus your dex bonus on one of them.
Okay.
Plus 4d6 for the sneak attack. So roll 6d6 and add your bonus.
May I?
I'm temporarily stunned by having outgeeked Randy on comic superhero
okay.
for a second.
7, 10, 12, 13,
14,
21.
Plus 4.
Dexterity. 21,
so
25. 25. Plus 4.
Yes.
29. So 29.
I love how Sarah is a method gamer. Never breaks character.
What was the other plus 4 from?
My dexterity.
No, we already
only get that once.
Yeah.
So 25.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. But still, 25.
Trust me.
That's 25. Good.
25 is good.
That's good.
God damn it.
I think that's more than my fireball.
Best character since my Wookiee.
Alright. You run up and you smash the thing and smash the thing again and down it goes and it comes up and you're like, who's next?
And because I'm lady and fantasy thing, I probably kick or something.
You are doing this in high heels.
You do that weird move they all do on TV now where they jump up and wrap their legs around their head and then spin around and flip.
Yes, because women have
all worked that move.
We have strong thighs. But I was also Olympic pole vaulter.
Leave with the
I was Olympic pole dancer.
Olympic pole dancer. Well, that should be an Olympic sport.
Hey, dude, that's just hard.
It's in the running for it. So.
All right. And next.
All right, let's get dancing shoes on and turn the beat around.
I'm going to do the turn undead.
Nice.
I don't know if I do that right now.
Yeah, you might want to wait because like we've got them down to... There are just 3 of them left, correct?
1, 2...
And one of them is
5.
Oh, there's 5 of them?
Yeah, but some of them are down,
but
right?
There were 4 the last time.
No, there were 6.
Okay.
You've killed 3 of them. There were 8 of them.
Never mind.
You knocked one of them on the He's not dead.
All right, yeah. So
there are still 5 of them. There were like a couple left.
Yeah, I was...
I thought we were in mop-up mode.
Yeah, I...
No.
Severely underestimated.
You're not in mop-up mode.
Okay.
That's hopefully we'll get nap time after this and we can
yeah, no.
Will we get cookies?
What is your spell save, DC?
15.
You don't have to do anything. They all have to make saves and see if they can overcome your mighty power.
Yeah.
So let's see.
My tunic.
For your faith is in the Lord.
With, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. With their wisdom.
Which kind of sucks.
Oh, well. Yeah.
So it's 15 that we're aiming for?
Get thee behind me, Greg Nicotero, special effects house. Nothing better on a podcast than dead silence.
Oh,
yeah,
my, it's so there's a, sorry.
There's
so
a lot of
not
zombies
your fault,
to roll
sir.
For.
Yes, there are a lot of zombies to roll for.
Because
and then Carl comes out of house.
Says something that irritates us all.
Three of them flee in terror.
Sweet.
Don't let the dog hit you or she'll probably bit you.
Oh.
Two of them do not.
Oh, that's okay. I mean, free will.
So.
Still, pretty good move. Three in one shot.
Yeah.
Nice job.
No. And that brings us to 14.
To what?
You?
Me? Oh,
yes.
Me. Sorry. Yes.
And other things, too.
Okay, so, and if I attack one of these guys with, like, hand-to-hand type stuff, would they also get fire damage as well?
No.
No?
They get fire damage if they attack you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you get bit.
Well, I don't like that.
That's the actual way it is, but that's the way I'm going.
I say do some cantrip, dude.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm going to do. Firebolt on one of the zombies.
There we go.
All right.
Okay.
Let's see.
They're the same, I believe.
There are two engaged with him. And there are two engaged with you.
We believe in polygamy.
Congratulations!
You're my sister, zombie wife!
No, I'm sorry. The only two that are left, excuse me, there's one on you and there's one on him.
All right.
All the rest of them are gone.
So I'm firebolting the one on me.
Okay.
Because fuck him.
But
sorry,
like,
we've
been
neutral.
Saving each other. Very nice.
I'm chaotic neutral! Playing the type.
Yes.
I'm lawful.
He's weak-willed.
I just don't want to get hurt.
Good.
And vaguely evil.
I've already gotten
right.
A taste
chaotic
of
good.
Pain. I don't like that.
Have an apple.
Flowers!
I think that was spastic good. Spastic.
So, Flame Bolt, what does it do?
It is plus 6 to hit, 2d10 fire damage.
So take a shot.
Okay.
D20 plus 6.
Ooh,
nice.
Very high. What is that?
So that is 24.
24. That is definitely a hit. Do some damage.
Okay, me, 2 10 dice.
See? Cantrips do a lot of damage.
There you go. 10 dice.
5.
Did you get a plus?
No.
Yep. You don't get your spellcasting.
It increases by WD10.
Look at your,
sheet.
You should get a spellcast bonus.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, wait.
Okay,
never mind.
Yeah, I haven't reached 5th level yet, I don't think,
okay.
Right?
Yes, you have your 7th level.
Oh, I'm 7th level, okay.
Yeah.
So it increases by 1d10 when I reach 5th level, it says 2d10.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm already 2d10.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Yeah.
5 points? All right, we're good. So, you hit him and it doesn't look very impressive.
It sounds like, somebody opened the can of Coke.
You hold your lighter in his face.
Alright.
Shit, I'm running out of gas.
13.
That's me.
That's ready.
Alright, let's slash the zombie in front of me.
Alright.
Let's
see. What's that, Marky Mark song?
That's a 12.
12.
With great 12 with great Ellen, yeah.
Does hit, yes.
Really?
12
okay.
Hits.
Alright. So that is 7 points of damage.
Okay.
And, I don't have an offhand weapon at this point. I don't think I have my pistol, so.
Well,
I'll let you flip it and truncheon him with it. I will
do that.
It's looking good.
19.
Style
is definitely a hit.
What do we want to call that for damage?
1d6.
1d6, okay.
Yeah.
That's what sells.
Plus strength? Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
All right, so 3 more points.
3 more points?
You would yell something really cool about being foul and dead beasts.
Yes.
Okay, so you smack the thing and you pop the thing and one of its arms pops off. and is going to keep fighting.
Yeah.
That's what they do. 12, 11, 10.
These zombies are built like Toyotas. Just keep going.
10, the zombies go.
Oh my god, that's the secret. They're Japanese zombies.
And they also have really good resale value.
and built-in audio.
You can tell they got a lot of mileage on them.
You take some zombie attacks from hacked-off limbs and
yep,
stuff.
Yep.
Nothing. And Cornelius.
Yes.
The zombie lashes out at you and misses also.
Hooray.
So.
You're not my father.
New round. I'm sorry. Excuse me, you get to go. There's two zombies, one fighting the heretic, one fighting the witch hunter.
Well, naturally, I'm going to help out the witch hunter.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
You did tell the witch hunter that you were...
Yeah, pretty much. I was like, no offense, but you're going to hell, and I'm going to save you.
I helped the witch doctor, because fuck the heretic.
Let's see, that would be 25.
That's definitely a hit.
Yes, and... 4 and 4 is 8.
8?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hold on. Alright, you smash the thing. You chop it in half, and all the pieces fall, and they don't get up.
Japanese zombies are no match for German engineers.
That's true.
I get a bonus attack on kill.
Oh, yeah, you do. And you get your second attack anyway.
So I'm going to go after the last one.
All right.
Man, we should have fighter in every game.
17?
17 is a hit.
14?
Wow. All right.
Wow, when even the DM says wow.
Oop, crit.
Oh, nice.
Hey, all right. So roll your damage twice and add it all up.
That's 11, so 15 and 20.
Nice. Okay.
How?
Now I feel a little less... emasculated from Sarah killing everything in sight.
You cut it in half the long way.
Thunderstay! Rapist strikes again!
And, you find yourself standing in this room, which the air is full of smoke, everything smells like it's burning, the carpet's on fire here and there.
And zombie smell.
Yeah.
Burning
zombie smell, dead bats, everything. You can barely see, and the sound of the thunder and the lightning.
So Strahd's gonna appear and do a slow clap.
And there you go.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Well, I think we are done here. Should we get back to the village?
There's a moment of silence.
And then the blue man group comes out.
What are you gonna do?
So all the zombies are dead?
Like some healing, please.
I'm dead.
That's you.
I hope you find it.
Wow, somebody holds grudges.
I literally just split the zombie that was attacking you in half.
No, you were attacking one of those guys. Besides, besides holding a grudge, held, like, what, your sword in my forehead?
Shut up and get to medicing.
Oh, not with that attitude.
Yeah, that's cool. If the tank dies, I'm sure nothing bad will happen to the rest of them.
You still down on hit points, Joe?
Yeah, I am.
Because when you cast on him, you'll get hit points.
On somebody.
Oh. I'm down one hit point.
Oh, if you're down to one, well...
No.
She's... I'm that's down, all she's lost.
Sure, I'm down by one. Okay.
Baby scratch.
Beth gave me hangnail.
I have a splinter.
Meanwhile, I literally have smoke coming off.
I'm having a bad hair day.
That's completely messed up hair.
Chris, did you take damage?
Like 5 points.
Oh, okay.
But for...
I took like 9. I'm pretty good, but...
I took 30. Just putting that out there. Any fucking not enough time now.
I say, but my 5 is equivalent to your 30. Percentage-wise.
Yeah. Still smoking.
And I did take 32.
Hey, man.
I have 38.
Heal yourself. As you were saying, if you cast that, you get points back.
Also, does anyone have any, while we're sitting here in this room, any, like, can start on any protection-type ritual?
What do you want me to do? Heal or protection?
You focus on healing, and I'm just asking anybody else has any.
I can do protection one more time today.
Or, yeah, but then we can rest if we set up.
Oh, yeah, the GM made a mistake. That protection from evil thing?
Yeah.
It's concentration, so every time you take damage, you have to make sure it's still going.
Yeah, I actually never took damage after casting.
Really?
Yeah, remember I was protected from evil.
Okay.
So yeah, I never took any more damage.
Right. Yeah, but I took a shit.
You took a shit ton of damage. Yeah.
yours would have been
that's important.
Iffy. But that's all right. We'll remember that next time.
All right.
The gym is not perfect.
Yeah, I think, I don't know if we're going to, we don't really have a safe place to rest right now.
No.
No.
So,
we also rest on top of zombies.
This is a nice big room with three exits.
Yeah,
and four if you count the window.
We build a house out of zombies.
Yeah, unless anybody of you has Laman's tiny hut, we need to get the hell out of here and find a defensible position.
Where are you going to go?
I don't know.
Sasha, perhaps you could quietly investigate the next...
Oh, do you guys have 10 minutes while I cast the Prayer of Healing so that Cry over here can dry his tears?
Sure. I think we could 10 minutes.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
But would that count as a short
you
rest?
You could sneakily investigate maybe one of the areas, and we can maybe send the rat to the other place.
An hour.
Yeah. An hour.
Ten minutes, however, you can cast a ritual.
I can't? Yeah. Well, I don't have any slots left.
But he does.
I used both of them.
To a ritual, you can use your slots.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the point of
what was your
they only rituals believe in marriage only. So.
Okay. Does healing heal everybody or just...
Up to 6 creatures of my choice that I can see within range.
Okay.
Each regain hit points equal to 2d8.
Nice.
Plus 8.
Sweet.
Yeah, so...
And then you'll get bonus healing from that, too.
Yeah, but you tell me how much.
All right, so you cast... Assuming we get 10 minutes. Do we get 10 minutes?
Roll me a d12.
One?
Okay.
You get 10 minutes.
Okay.
You give me another d8.
Yes, indeed. D8.
Okay. So, 16. Everybody's getting 16.
Did you count bonus 5 for Disciple of Life?
No, that's just for me.
No, it's not. This one's for everybody, and this one's for you.
So, it's 21.
So, it's 4. 21. Actually, sorry, it's bonus 4. So,
okay, 20.
So, 20 for us and 6 for you.
And during this 10 minutes, I cast a divination to contact my god and say, do we have at least an hour to rest without being attacked by anything?
God?
That's the question you're going to ask?
Well, I mean, phrased in, like, gothic lettering.
We're in a really bad situation. Do you think we can take a break?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, God.
Ask for your blessing.
You should ask him how to destroy the vampire.
Is there a way we can beat the bat? No, screw it. I tell you what, is this room safe?
Hey, God,
I can cast this again later. I guess we need a break.
So... What you want then?
Yeah,
is you want to know if you guys can take a short rest in this room,
if it's okay,
if it's safe.
If
it's okay
safe.
With this god,
Markiosis, the fiend of hell, says, "Oh hell no."
Okay,
says, well, that you can take a rest whenever you want.
Yeah.
The question is, when am I going to collect what's due me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's coming. I promise. It's later. Later. And meanwhile, I kill more creatures in your name, adding to your glory.
Yeah. Yeah. Fine. Fine.
Can I,
dead creatures don't count.
Can I investigate?
Somebody
already
killed them.
Some room? Can I look in the next room?
Where are you going to go? There was a single door, and then there was a set of double doors.
Let's go single door.
This door, wait. This door back here?
Duh.
That is the door that the zombies came out of.
Well, the zombies came out, so there are no more zombies.
Nothing left.
There.
Yeah,
nothing
sure
left.
It's fine.
It's
perfectly
probably
safe.
Fine.
Maybe that's the zombie factory.
Well, we should definitely go wreck that place.
Yes.
Because that worked well with the robot factory.
It looks like the fireball blew the door shut.
Oh. So then double door.
Well, no. Oh. I mean, the door's shut. It's not standing open. You can open it.
Oh. I did not know we could open doors in game.
Some rogue you are.
I cast open door.
Yes. Open in Slobovia, in Lord Slobovia, door opens you.
So you're going to go in?
Let's go in.
All right. So you open up the door.
Yeah.
And you find there's a chamber beyond. It's a pretty big room. It's a pretty big room, and... The walls are lined with
apparently vampires really like airy ceilings.
Yeah, the walls are lined with it. Almost looks like what you'd find in a wine cellar. You know, the gridded, the crosshatched stuff. And sticking out of all of them are scrolls.
Ooh.
And there are bookshelves with big books. And there's a huge table in the middle of the room with stacks of papers and whatnot.
Ooh, and mine, the Starbucks
mine.
On the other side.
And,
So the vampire's a huge nerd.
Nerd! Let's pan
that's him.
Make me a perception.
Dude, I totally want to sleep with this guy.
Is that
he's smart. He's handsome. He can hypnotize me.
And all the zombies you can eat.
12?
Yeah, no, will you look at this place?
There's totally a dude hiding in this room. He's back behind that heap of books on the floor, hoping that you don't see him.
Excuse me?
He says, and he crawls back. And basically, you see that there is...
It's Renfield.
It's a really... It's a slim, mousy little man. And he has a very, very well-manicured beard and graying hair. And he looks rather old, and he's dressed... You know, fairly nicely, but not particularly well. And he said, please, do not kill me! Do not kill me!
Zombie! Let's kill him!
Kill that guy! Kill that guy!
Zombies don't usually beg for mercy!
Who are you?
My name... I'm Leaf. I'm the librarian and the accountant for the master. Please, do not hurt me!
What do you get paid? For this kind of job. It sounds very random.
No, guys, I've seen Untouchables. He's the bookkeeper. We get this guy, we win.
I'm not presented with a wage, per se. I am allowed to stay within the castle, and those who are dear to me are not consumed by the darkness.
Perhaps you've seen my movies, Manhattan.
Do you watch the house while the master is away?
Wait, I want to get back to Randy's comment. Is your suggestion that we get Strahd thrown in jail where he dies of syphilis?
Yeah.
This is so crazy, it might just work.
Look, the vampires are still a friend of the IRS.
Okay, Sam, we do that.
Hey, definitely work. The IRS will not take in a vampire, professional courtesy.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
So, who are you? What are you doing here?
We are Girl Scouts, clearly. What do you think we're doing here? We want to kill your master.
Have all of you come in, or is it just you?
Yeah.
We're talking.
You're busy casting.
Am I ritualizing myself?
Yes, you two are busy casting.
Chris,
we'll go in. Yeah.
In public.
I have to cradle my balls for the spell to work.
Once he sees a bunch of zombies dead, he had to get going. I mean, you know.
But they have to wait while I do the thing, because it's only within eyesight, within 30 feet.
Oh, right.
That's true.
Oh,
okay. Then it's just you.
Just me.
All right.
Don't fuck this up.
Oh, just you wait.
Where did you come from?
We came from... Well, it doesn't matter. But, you seem human, are you not?
I am. Where is the master?
We don't know. We are hoping maybe you know.
The minions, the servitors. Did you destroy them?
You mean those zombies?
Yes.
What do they serve? They carry in your morning coffee? What?
They do the master's will.
Which is what?
Whatever the master wishes.
Well,
were I to waver in my service, they would destroy me.
Last week he made them enact a chorus line.
Well, you don't have to worry, because they are all dead again. Yes, it can. I do not understand what your, you know, rhetorical question is.
I take an awful risk telling you.
Go on.
But if you are here, there are others, yes? I heard a pitched battle. Explosions.
Duh.
If you have come to kill the master, dare I say it, there is something you must know.
Yes. Don't die before you tell me.
In my youth, I was motivated by my greed, and Strahd promised to lavish me with treasures if I were to serve him faithfully, and he has told me nothing. He has not told me a tenth of the wealth that he owns, but I have learned a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Before the master became as he was, there was a great relic of a bygone age.
Okay.
An icon brought from the name of basically Saint, the name of Constantinople. Instead of
Constantinople?
Yes.
You know, Istanbul.
No, not the icon, Constantinople.
The icon of San Mikhail. It contains within it the power of the sun.
That is a lot of power.
It was brought here long ago. And it is still within the castle.
Wait, the vampire has power of sun in castle? Why?
It is hidden in a place where he may not walk.
Where's that? Garden?
Outside?
This is like keeping kryptonite at the Fortress of Solitude.
Oh, at least you know where it is.
Wait, is this his
den? You do realize that's exactly what Superman does.
That's true.
He's got tons of kryptonite in there.
It's not a great idea. That's all I'm saying, either way.
No. It was here before he was transformed. And he has hidden it away. And he cannot go where it is. There is a chance, if you hurry, that you may reach it.
Oh, where is it? Mm-hmm. Don't die! I'm watching you, don't die!
I have seen this movie before!
Especially sausages. People just drop down your village all the time.
Yes, I know.
Very bad, the rickets.
It is in the crypts, deep beneath the castle.
Okay.
It is in the crypt.
Gee, it's almost like we should have gone down.
That's what...
Well, we wouldn't know it was there. And you're not in this room, go away.
Here. He rips out a page and starts drawing you a map.
Why? Wow. That is good book. We only have one book in my country.
So you want to take the 405?
Yes. It's... No, you cannot go there. It's the construction.
This is the throne room. Yes. The room you entered.
Yes.
This is where we are
like
now.
A piggy.
There's a door. There is a staircase that goes down.
Okay.
Follow it to the bottom. At the bottom, you will find a tunnel.
The indoor pool, right?
You will find a tunnel through the dungeons.
Oh, don't take the tunnel at this time of day. The turnpike.
And there's the torture chamber.
And ACL's going on.
Well, torture chamber sounds like fun.
A torture chamber. I want to move in here even more.
Of course, the German loves it.
At the back of the torture chamber, there is another room with three other doors.
The double torture chamber.
Take the one on the right. The one on the right leads to stairs. The stairs lead to a tunnel.
There's
the tunnel leads to
a
crypts.
Which leads to the billiards room.
When you are in the crypts, keep to the wall to your left.
It's Vassrad in the torture chamber of the lead pipe.
Don't mention the bloods while you're in
keep
the crypts.
Keep to the north wall. Keep to the north wall, it is there.
Okay, keep to south wall, yes.
Uh-oh.
North wall.
As you come
east
in.
East wall, yes.
The great wall to your left.
My English not very good.
Look for the tomb of Sergei. Sergei von Zarovich.
My cousin?
Strad's brother.
Oh, okay. So many Sergeis in my country.
No books. Okay. One Sergei.
He isn't saying Sergei.
I am Sergei. I'm the knight of the glitter table.
Think of Serge. Putin has
Serge.
Something against Serge.
Oh, it does. All right. Well... You will not tell your master that you gave me this information. What? We are going there right now.
I am no fool. It is only because you have driven my master from that room that I am telling you at all.
Where do you think...
Slit his throat!
Well, maybe.
Says the lawful good holy man.
I am chaotic goodness.
It's the only way to be sure.
For good things to happen, you have to be prepared to do bad things.
I don't think that's a lawful good perspective.
Tone it the fuck down, Bernardo Gooey.
That's actually a lawful neutral perspective.
Would your master try to stop us from going there? Does he know? Will he... Did he go out and run some errands? Is he at the Walmart?
I do not know where he has gone.
Maybe he had to go to...
He was regrouping and regathering his strength.
He's nipped down to the village to pick up a six-pack of fresh necks.
Piggly-wiggly.
There may not be much time.
And there is not much time, because that is a good place to end the episode. And we'll be back next week for the conclusion, which probably went with all of us being murdered by a vampire.
Which would be like an hour of Buffy and Strahd wringing their hands about their relationship. Oh, for Christ's sakes, fuck already!
Does Strahd have a soul? I don't know.